Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, good morning to everybody out there who's listening, or maybe it's afternoon if you're listening to the podcast, to this show, Political Coffee. Great to have you with us, and thanks for taking an hour of your life to join me in trying to do everything we can to change our world by persuading the persuadable. That's the entire goal of this radio show. And I'm honored to have all of you who take a little bit of your time to listen again, whether it's live or it's on the podcast, which you can find if you go to KSLM.news and click on the podcast link at the top, scroll down to Political Coffee, click on that, brings up the page where you can click on the individual shows and listen to them at your pleasure and your leisure. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Two things I primarily want to talk about today. The motivations behind holding politicians accountable for their actions. Now, this relates to the Oregon senators, the six Oregon senators that chose to stay behind. And as Bill Hansel is characterizing it in the East Oregonian, to stand and fight rather than hide and run, or go run and hide. I'm going to take that story apart piece by piece. But more importantly, I'm going to talk about the reasons behind why you always should hold an elected official accountable. And I'm also going to talk about this interesting poll that is was taken by the Heritage Foundation, and it is about illegal immigration. Now, the Heritage Foundation is a wonderful group, but they will only go so far because they are, well, they're funded by a lot of globalist Republican donors. They're not going to go as far as they could, but this poll still is incredibly revealing. This is going to matter to us in the upcoming elections, because this is an opportunity for Republicans, as Donald Trump has shown us, to broaden our base of support far beyond the Republican Party, folks. Far beyond it. Going to talk about these two things. There's a third piece out there, and it's about, there is Rabbi Yaakov Menken has written what I think is a really good piece. I don't know if I'll get to it today, maybe tomorrow. It's in the Federalist. And it's entitled, "These Lawsuits Reveal the Left's Goal to Banish Religion Altogether." Yeah. This is from a Jewish rabbi. And he's right on the money. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So speaking of emails, James wrote me an email or said, didn't have a choice. So much of living is about choice. Take this latest killing of an unarmed black man by 26-year veteran white female police officer. Bad choices all around. George Floyd made bad choices. Derek Chauvin made bad choices, although his defense attorney doesn't appear to be one of them. Let's hope that jury makes the right choice. As for the vaccine, my body, my choice. We can abort millions of babies and call it choice. For some of us, the vaccine is not a choice. Department of Defense is considering it mandatory for deployment, and I hear a high percentage of some in the armed forces are refusing to get the vaccine. I'm still evaluating my choices to to this point in life and wondering, what's right for me? You're not alone, James. You're not alone at all. It's powerful. In fact, I just got an email from our friend Rich. He says, hi, Jeff. Since you're in the fast lane on this stuff, here's an interesting thought for you. If you had a chance to choose one of the below as a runner for the Oregon's governor's race, which one? None of them. Because I'm working with a far better, higher quality candidate who is an unknown Republican. And we will soon make him known. Whose message and life experience we have polled. And we know he can win. And it's a he. More on that as we go forward. So let me start this show by talking about motivations here. And this is very important. We are in our system of government, our constitutional republic. We elect people to serve us. We elect people to represent us. They take an oath of office that says they will defend the Constitution. And they will support the Constitution. When they don't do that, when their very actions do not support and defend the Constitution, and that Constitution guarantees you certain rights given to you by God, not by man, not by government. That Constitution guarantees you in America life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which are inalienable rights. So when a politician comes to you and gives you their word that they are going to represent you and then takes an oath to uphold the Constitution, Oregon and the U.S. Constitution, as in the case of the six Oregon senators. When they take that oath, and then their actions do not do that, because their actions lead to you losing your God-given rights, how do you hold them accountable? Well, there are several ways. You can recall them, as is the beginning of the effort with Fred Girard. There's more to that that I will share with you as we go along. There are efforts in other of these senators' lives in their districts to do the same. You could censure them. So someone in the Marion County Republican Party at the next meeting could bring forward a motion of censure against Fred Girard. They could do that in a Linn County Republican Party meeting because Fred Girard represents both counties. Actually represents, I think, a little bit of Clackamas County too. So each of those counties could literally censure him for his actions, which have led, likely will lead, to the reduction of your ability to defend yourself and your family, your lives, with a gun. Now, that is just one of many. So that's one of the things you could do. You could also recall them. You could also run someone against them in a primary whenever they're up for re-election. Those are things that you could do. But my point to you, and Ron, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in a moment here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. But friends, it's the motivation behind this that's so important. You've heard me say that we need to discipline these senators with love. Now, why would I say that? I mean, that's the furthest thing from what happens in politics, right? Yeah, it is. But it should be the right motivation. Just like with your children, when they break the family rules and you have to discipline them, that doesn't make you happy, does it? You're displeased with them. But you know you have to hold them accountable, because what happens if you don't? You know what happens. They become lawless. That is not good for them. And it's not good for the family. And it's not good for society. The same is true with politicians. It is no different, because this is human nature, friends. That's my argument to you. You want to discipline them. You don't want to destroy them or their spirit. You want to discipline them. This is important. And you want to do it with the right motivations. You don't want to do this out of anger. You don't want to do this out of revenge. Those are the wrong motivations. You want to do it out of your disappointment. You want to do it out of your displeasure and let them know that. But you also want to do it because you know you have to. Because if you don't hold them accountable, it will only get worse. So when you think about helping with these recalls, and I intend to give you plenty of opportunities to do that, folks, as they evolve. When you think about doing that, I want you to search your heart and your motivations as to why. Don't do it with anger. Don't do it with disgust and bitterness and revenge. Those are not good motivations. Do it with the motivation that you are going to, for their best interest and for the best interest of your God-given rights and the country and the Constitution and future generations, you're going to take a step today to discipline them. If you don't want to go forward with so far as to say, I'm going to discipline with you with love, that's okay. But make sure that if you're going to engage in this activity, whatever it is, whether it's recall, whether it's censure, a resolution of censure at the next Marion County meeting or Republican meeting at the Linn County or Clackamas, or it's you choosing to run against them and begin that process now, make sure your motivations are right. You want to do this. You want to hold them accountable for the right reasons. And when you do that, you'll communicate that to people. And they'll support you. Ron, hang on. I promise I'll get to you when we come back. I needed to get that off my chest. I think it's important. Back in a moment at 6:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our great sponsors. If you need work on your heat pump, because it's going to get warm here really soon, and you know, heat pumps are a great way to keep your home nice and comfortable. But if yours is acting up, call Freedom Heating and Air. They can fix it for you quickly. We've got great discounts for veterans or seniors. They've been in business in Salem a long time. freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website, freedomheatingandair.net. So before I go to Ron, let me ask you this question. Do you feel as I do that you've been betrayed by these Oregon senators who have deceived themselves in thinking that it's better to stand and fight rather than run and hide, except that standing and fighting hurts you and means they didn't defend your God-given rights? Does that feel like a betrayal to you? How do you deal with betrayal? What are your motivations? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Let's go to Ron. Ron, thanks for hanging on. I appreciated that very much. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. I mean, when it's gone as far as people can't even have a conversation about a recall, and even though SD9 is not in my area, Mr. Gerard has gotten 2 phone calls from me. I don't even get one damn response from him in the last 2 weeks concerning these bills. You know something? Hansel, oh, let's go back to last session. Tell him he got a little goodie package before he was from calling. Okay? Before the end of the session. Let's look at Canope. Tim, he's useless. Appeaser. Why don't we have a Vichy damn government from France, you know, bicameral, and just rubber stamp, buy yourself a seat, sit your large ass bum in the damn chair, and just be a yes man, like a goddamn hideous conniver. That's it. And the last thing is, I'm going to be getting a phone call, hopefully, be on Zoom, and I might just have a blazing saddle moment. Peacefully, of course.
Okay. Which saddle moment are you referring to?
On the 24th, there's supposed to be a hearing on the 555 bill, natural resources, you know, like putting back cap and trade, cutting sentences for rapists of Measure 11 down from 6 to 8 years minimum down to 2.2 years. Or probation, and let's go ahead and let's throw in the appetizer that should we go ahead and just tack yourself some more. I mean, these people don't have no testicular fortitude. They act worse than an appeaser that's going on. I mean, they're no different in my opinion. I'm a Republican. I'm involved in party. And, you know, Reagan said we're not supposed to insult, but you know something? And our religious beliefs, we're going to throw that right in. Why don't we just go ahead and walk in Auschwitz? Why don't we just simulate right there at the Brooks power plant and just lay down and get cremated? You know what I'm saying? My foster father cleaned that mess up almost 80 years ago. And that's what I feel like we're running into.
It kind of does feel that way, doesn't it? If you look where America's headed. You know, last night we had another riot in downtown Portland. This time they went and they burned the police union building. I mean, as long as that behavior is tolerated, why is it unreasonable for anybody to think what you're suggesting is out of line? That literally the left would want to make it such that we who are conservatives and who are Christians are vilified to the point that we become modern day Jews that are sent to re-education camps. And if we don't have the vaccine passport, and if we don't allow our children to be vaccinated, we can't fly on airplanes. We can't send our kids to public schools because we didn't comply with the left, because the left rules the day. And this gets back to my point about why Republicans have to stand and fight with every bit of their being.
I understand that, Jeff, but the point is this. These people, they say, well, we can't do no more. You know something? Give me liberty or give me death. I am not walking in no we've got. I shall carry my firearm based on the constitutional principle of this company. I don't have a CHL. I'll admit that. But you know, what good is it? Why don't you just tell me I'm living in South Central Los Angeles under Maxine Waters and Tom Bradley and all the other trash and live right back 50 damn years later, 49 years later right now, of my comprehensions of my 54 years, and be and appease the gangs, appease the goddamn trash that's profiting off us, that
misquotes appease mansions Antifa by the hour. Rioters and Black Lives Matter rioters in downtown Portland, which they refused to arrest. They didn't arrest anybody the other night when they attacked the ICE building, and I didn't see that they arrested anybody last night. Maybe they did, and I missed it. Until they start holding these people accountable, they're not going to stop. And it's the same with these politicians.
Because they're from out of state. They're traveling up down the highway in the last 5 weeks. And like I said, I can tell every time we on I-5, when they come up from Washington, come down from Washington, going towards Eugene or Salem, or when they're going heavily north, and you see Colorado plates, South Texas plates from Territ, Travis counties, Austin area, and all this crapper, Colorado from Boulder, and you know, and Berkeley, Berserkly, you know, and they get a pass, and less than 5% is my own shade. They're driving black blocks, newer vehicles, 2018 and newer, and yet, who's paying for them? This is seditious. This is treasonous, and it's divisive.
The government is providing
European Americans
that,
that look
spend.
Down
Ron,
on me
thank you.
As if I'm a trash. And I'm tired
thank
of
you,
it.
Thank you, brother. Great to hear you. You said it right. Give me liberty or give me death. You're not going to hear that coming out of the mouth of Bill Hansel. We'll get to that. We've got more phone calls when we come back. It is the bottom of the hour, 6:30. Don't go away, because I do want to take this article apart about Bill Hansel's reasons why he didn't walk out.
No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. Welcome back to Political Coffee. Great to have you with us. In a moment, we're going to chat with Art. Got an email from Dale. By the way, if you want to send me an email, it's easy. Send it to jeff@kslm.news. Or Jeff at 1220.am. Dale says this. Nah, I'm not really interested in love and kisses for the Despicable Six, Jeff. Their actions were premeditated and well contemplated, calculated. Yes, you're right. They were. And the proof is in the list, which I happen to have, of, things that these six ask for: money, projects, pork in their districts. You can see what they sold your rights and freedoms for. Yes, their actions were premeditated and well contemplated and calculated. You're right. What I'm saying is we need to hold them accountable. It's incredibly important for the future of the country and Oregon. If we don't, it's not good, folks, because they'll wax more and more bold, and they'll make more and more flimsy excuses as to why they cannot use the ultimate tool to protect you, a tool that each of them, with the exception of one, has used previously. The only difference is the Democrats weren't holding out hundreds of millions of dollars in bribery money for their districts. That's what your rights amount to these senators. Your rights are not really inalienable rights that they swore an oath to uphold and support in the Constitution. Your rights are for sale. Yes, Dale's right. Their actions were premeditated and well contemplated, calculated. But it's how we deal with it that matters. Because that's part of how we don't destroy the family in the process. Because we don't want to do it out of the wrong motivations. Holding them accountable is the right thing to do, just like it was your children when they broke the family rules. It's no different here. Your goal is to not break them and their spirit. Your goal is to discipline them so they don't do it again. That's your goal. Sometimes that means you got to take them out of the political process, and that's okay if that's what's necessary. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Eric and Azer at Righteous Renovations for being one of our great contractors, who's a contractor you can trust. He's one of our advertisers, and you can trust that he's going to do what he says he's going to do to make your life better, to give you what you want when you hire a contractor. Don't take my word for it. Again, go check out all of the satisfied comments and the customers on his website, righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com. Art, how are you this morning, brother? And what do you say about what I'm talking about today?
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Okay, got a ton of things to say. Obviously, I agree 100%. With you on everything you said about the Senate and our traitors. I don't give a dang what Mr. Hansel said. Okay. What they're doing is damaging the citizenry of the state of Oregon, period. So
that's right.
Mr. Hansel's, and I know you said you're going through it, excuses are not going to cut the mustard, period. So we need to continue moving forward in making the Republican Party and our representatives on the Senate and the House side something we can be proud of, because quite frankly, Jeff, I'm not proud of any of those six. Love Kim Thatcher, have worked with her a lot, and the other senators who would walk if, you know, if there was a purpose. Now, what I want to get to, Jeff, is the Senate has screwed up, but so is the House, okay? They should have never agreed to this stupid denial of their First Amendment rights to protest and speak out against stuff that they don't agree with. And so we got to hold the House accountable too, Jeff. And let me tell you something, okay? I think they should walk out also, just like they did last session, and they should defend their First Amendment rights. And if Tina Kotek tries to fine them, they ought to sue her in court, because it's an unjust, unconstitutional rule. You and I both know that, because they have the right under the Oregon Constitution to deny a quorum if we're getting screwed. And so we need to make the House members accountable also, and they ought to walk out of that damn, excuse my French, Jeff, Capitol, because of what the Democrats are doing to all of us. They're killing our state.
Well said. You're not going to get any argument from me. I mean, I think you're right. Your assessment here that the House members also need to be held accountable. I think that that's a little bit different because they have put themselves in a position now. They've boxed themselves in, Art, but they still should do exactly what you've suggested. And it's what I suggested they should have done, too, from the very beginning. They should have all gone out, House and Senate Republicans, in front of the news cameras.
Hey, Jeff.
And told the world what was going on behind the scenes, that they're being blackmailed and threatened by bully Kate Brown, Tina Kotek, and Peter Courtney. And that it is unconstitutional. Yeah. And that if you try to fine us, we're going to sue you.
Exactly. They need to stand up to the plate. They need to protect our rights, and they need to do what's right. And if, you know, if any of the House members balk on that, then they ought to be replaced too, Jeff. I mean, I'm sick and dang tired of my party and my legislators doing a crummy job and coming up with damn excuses all the time instead of doing what's right and protecting us.
You're right. Art, thank you. You're
right. God bless you, Jeff.
Again, I can't argue with that at all. Got an email from Walt, and I'm going to go to Rich in just a moment here. Another great passion-filled show going this morning, Walt writes. Wanted to give one more reminder. We're having the Chris Ann Hall's Liberty First University training again tonight, 7 p.m. at the River Church, right on Portland Road, Salem, right next to Harbor Freight. And by the way, he said we're also going to be meeting with Stacey Ann, who has our great Good Morning Salem show here at 9 o'clock in the morning. She's going to be at 6 o'clock this evening for training on writing your state politicians. How to do that, how to do it effectively, in case you're interested. So why don't you go show up early at 6, get a little extra training on that, and then at 7 o'clock, Chris Ann Hall's Liberty First University. And oh, by the way, Glenn and Kathy... Kathy wants to talk to you, Glenn, about some of the things that you talk about. So you guys ought to show up tonight at the River Church at 7 o'clock. And you can have that conversation. I think that's important. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Mr. Transmission Mile X. This is Wilsonville Auto Repair. They're a new advertiser. They're in Wilsonville. They're offering you a free check of your car. All of your car systems, not just the transmission, but a lot more. But let's say maybe your transmission's acting up and you know you need to get it fixed. They got a great deal going now, a $200 off coupon. It's right on their website. Check it out. Plus, check out the great testimonials of people that are very satisfied customers. It's Bob and Cammy Bauer are the owners. Wilsonville Auto Repair. Check them out on the web. It's Mr. Wilsonville. I'll say it correctly, Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Art was talking about, you have a committee with 9 people on it. 6 of them are Democrats and 3 are Republicans. So they steamroll in the fines. And then they say, well, the committee, the bipartisan committee voted to have fines if you walk away. So I'm not too sure they didn't have, they had any choice in it at all.
Well,
the second thing is, I am disappointed that they have, I haven't seen them, and this is maybe my fault, I haven't seen them come out anywhere and dispute any of the stuff that's going on.
Well, the problem is the House members from the get-go should have negotiated this before the session even started, because the fact that they allowed a vote on it, on the rule that punished them for walking out, was their big mistake. Back in a moment. Point 48.
Yeah.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Yes, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. If you want to comment, emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Thanks to Dwight for pointing out the, folks, if you haven't seen the James O'Keefe videos exposing CNN's, just one of their officials talking about how they were going to get Trump. It was propaganda, and now they're going after Matt Gaetz. It's powerful. By the way, this the state employee who emailed me yesterday with her frustration about working under the COVID rules, and then we heard from another state employee who called in. This person just said thank you. This person felt validated that they're not the only one experiencing this and going through this. And that's why I have great respect for those of you who work for the state or other government agencies that are in these kinds of work rules that just are unfair and frankly unethical. And by the way, where's the union looking out for you? Yeah, they're bought and paid for by the governor. Thanks, Barbara, for the, I didn't know this. Donald Trump is forming a new think tank, and it poses to make his policies the permanent agenda for conservatism in the Republican Party. It's called the America First Policy Institute. I like it. That's pretty good. So Bill Hansel says that in this East Oregonian article, and again, I'll have this up on the show plan, both on the KSLM.news podcast, where you can find this show and listen to it later if you want, or direct other people to listen to it. Under today's broadcast, I will have these links of these stories up, or it's on my Facebook page too. He says they chose to stand and fight rather than run and hide. Sounds good, doesn't it? And a lot of Republicans have bought into that. Except, what's the end result of that, Senator? The end result is you lost and your constituents got hurt. And not just your constituents, but every Oregonian who wants to defend themselves with a firearm, who has a concealed carry license. You chose a course that hurts the people you swore an oath to serve. You did not defend their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. You say you did, but your actions and the result of your actions tell a different story. I would say, Senator, this is a classic example of do as I say, but not as I do. I would say also, Senator, if this is your argument, how come you didn't stand and fight last time? You know, when you chose to walk out, not once, but twice, actually three times previously with Senate Republicans? Why wasn't this excuse just as important then as it is now? It's easy to understand. Because back then, they weren't offering hundreds of millions of dollars in COVID cash to every one of these senators. They are now. That's the difference. He says, I've been told by others, he's quoted in the article, I've been told by others that they're trying to get a recall for me, but it's not going to stop me from doing what I believe is the right thing for me to do in order to serve the people that elected me to the office I hold. Wow. That's the most incredibly deceptive thought process and illogical justification that I've ever heard. So you believe it's the right thing for you to do, to stay there and allow yourself to get rolled over, steamrolled, and your constituents get hurt, and you say that it's the right thing for you to do for their benefit? Really? It's an incredibly convoluted thought process, isn't it? It tells you how weak of an argument it is. It defies complete and total common sense. And it tells you how vulnerable they know they are. For us to deny quorum, he's quoted, we're going to have to come back at some point. And the bill will still be there. It didn't make any sense for me to deny a quorum over this one bill this early in the session. That also defies logic. You know why? It's exactly what happened last time. Last time they walked out and they negotiated the terms of their return, including the death of bills like this and others. That was okay back then, Senator, when you walked out, but now it's not okay? You mean, Senator, you couldn't say, you know what, I'll come back in, but you're not going to be able to pass that bill. Stunning, isn't it? Let's go to Gail, who's on the line. Gail, good morning. Your thoughts, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Jeff. I'm on a new phone. Can you hear me okay?
It's a little bit garbled, but I think you're all right.
Okay, sorry. I just want to say that prayer goes a long way, that each one of us can do a lot by praying for God's guidance and protection. Excuse me. And I'm going to the mask thing. You know, if we can't stand up for our individual rights and get rid of the mask, individually, how can we expect our voted in people to do the bigger thing? And I'm not saying that we shouldn't. I'm saying we should. We need to hold them accountable, but we need to do our part. I saw a picture of our county commissioners, and I believe our sheriff, all wearing a mask. What are they doing that for? We need to stand up for each other by not doing that. We need to take that first step to be brave. If we can't be brave in that one little thing, how can we expect others to be brave in a larger thing? Anyway,
the way I do it is
with prayer. I ask the Lord to roll away that stone. I ask St. Michael to defend me. And it helps a lot.
It does. And that's the other thing that I think is, I end the show with it every day. Keep praying,
yes.
Keep standing and fighting. Prayer has to be the foundation of it all. Thank you, Gail. I appreciate it very much. I also appreciate Pro Bioscience. They make the best CBD products there are. I use them exclusively because I know who they are. I have sold them my own CBD oil grown in Oregon for their products. I use their products because they work, and I know they're real. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. Use the discount code SHOWERS, and you get 15% off. SHOWERS. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Yeah, keep praying. Keep fighting and believing in liberty. See you tomorrow.